I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's African National Congress Party says its executive committee decided to recall or remove President Jacob Zuma as head of state. Ryan Brooks has that story.
Its executive committee has the authority to order Zuma to step down. However, local media are speculating he may refuse to. The source also said Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa went to speak with Zuma. If Zuma is removed, Ramaphosa would potentially take over as head of state in a matter of days. If Zuma refuses, he could still be removed through a motion of no confidence in parliament. Since becoming president in 2009, Zuma has been dogged by scandal. Ramaphosa has promised to focus on rooting out corruption and revitalizing economic growth.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. The Israeli military judge overseeing the trial of Palestinian teenager Eid Tamimi has ordered all proceedings to take place behind closed doors. Tamimi's lawyer objected.
If the minor and her parents want the court to be in open doors, then that's what's best for her. And the court in this case is not decide, shouldn't decide what is best for her.
The 17-year-old girl is on trial for slapping a pair of Israeli soldiers outside her West Bank home. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Tuesday of the need to remain focused on an enduring defeat of the Islamic State group, even though the militants have largely been ousted from the areas they once controlled in Iraq and Syria. Tillerson spoke at a conference in Kuwait for members of the coalition the United States set up in late 2014 with a multi-pronged strategy of countering the Islamic State group. For additional stories, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. The chairman of South Korea's Lotte Group was sentenced on Tuesday to 2.5 years in prison for bribery in a wide